The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Joining me this morning, South Carolina Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Glad to be with you,
Joey. Congressman William Timmons, welcome in.
Good morning, Joey.
Ross Turner represents Senate District 8 in Greenville. Welcome in, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we begin to make some more progress.
No surprise that President Joe Biden went to his standby anytime a horrible tragedy occurs, like we saw in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday at this Christian school, where these six people lost their lives, three innocent 9-year-olds and three of the staff, including the head of the school. And it's going to be interesting to see as this investigation unfolds, as the identity of the shooter is now known to be a former student of this school. Did she target? Did this young lady target the head of the school? We know that she is a former student from there. According to officials, she identifies as a trans woman, uses the pronouns he, him. A lot of you speculating, well, maybe that's was part of her motive, is she felt oppressed by the Christian beliefs of this school. But several of you also have raised good questions as well. Asking the question, well, yes, so she went to elementary school there. The Covenant Christian School goes through grade 6. So the question is, where did she go afterwards? What high school did she go to? What college did she go to? What about her parents or her family? We'll eventually learn a lot of this. We just don't know about it right now. But anyway, you look at it, it's a tragedy. It's a horrible thing to happen. And interesting that that it's a female who did the shooting, because typically, as you know, the media and Joe Biden and those whose knee-jerk reaction is to always take the guns is typically a young male. Now, some might argue, well, she was a young male because she identified as a young male. I don't think that counts. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. John is in Greenwood. Good morning, John.
I still am in Greenwood and glad of it. Greenwood is, Greenville is a suburb of Greenwood. We keep telling everybody that. So we just want you to know that.
Okay.
That you. But hey, listen, you guys keep talking about Mike Lindell's Giza sheets. I keep, as my age continues to mount and as the years tick away, I keep hearing geezer sheets and somehow, maybe it's just my hearing. Maybe I shot too many times years ago, on the range, that sort of thing. Maybe, too much loud rock music. I don't know, but I keep hearing geezer. So,
well, look, anyway. If you hear geezer, go with geezer.
There we go. That's what that is. Listen, this is a solemn topic, and so I need to rein this back in. A lot of people just don't connect the dots on what is happening in our society. Number one, all of this is spiritually based. All of it. Everything goes back to spiritual causes, and you can't have functional solutions to spiritual causes. You just can't erect a wall against whatever this is happening. You can't disarm people. The only reason that people in the past have never mass murdered other people, and there have been mass murderers in the past, by the way, but the only reason that we didn't see this was because people didn't want to do it, that it was against their principles and against their belief in God. So, when you started teaching us, back in the 60s, that we're all evolved and that we're not spiritual, spiritual beings temporarily housed in a temporal body. When you started teaching us that through evolution, we went, huh. And then, when you took the Ten Commandments out of schools, there was no longer any you shall not commit murder. There was never any of that. And then once God didn't exist anymore in our eyes, then all we had to do is say, okay, well, since I'm an evolved animal and since there is no God, why can't I just take my revenge out on anybody that I want to do it? Anytime somebody upsets me for whatever reason, I'm going to take my revenge. Yeah. And, I don't know whether you've ever seen Tombstone, the movie Tombstone. Did you ever see that?
I sure have.
One of my favorite movies. Do you remember the scene where Doc Holliday is Wyatt Earp is supposed to be going to face Johnny Ringo, and Val Kilmer is lying in bed as Doc Holliday, and he convinces Wyatt Earp that he's about to die, and then he's the one who goes and faces Johnny Ringo. While he's in, that's one of the most significant scenes in the movie. While Kilmer is in that bed, he says, "Men like this have revenge on their. They're born angry."
Yeah.
And many people are just simply born angry. They're angry over the fact that they were born.
Yeah.
Do you remember when John Walsh of what was the name of his show?
The true crime type thing.
He had one particular show.
America's Most Wanted. America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. When he was here and he was speaking at Greenville Tech, were you in Greenville at that time when that occurred?
I remember that, yes.
Okay, Strom Thurmond was there and Walsh and a bunch of other people. And there was some Tech was, and Tech's one of my favorite institutions. I love them. I think that they just serve the community in a way that nobody else ever has. And a lot of people don't realize that grew out of Greenville all over the country. But anyway, when he was there, he was talking about how his son Adam had been murdered. Do you remember that's what launched him into this career, into America's Most Wanted?
Yes.
And so he was talking about this and about how these murders take place and how there are these horrible monsters out there. And by the way, the woman who killed these people in Tennessee is not a young lady. She's a young monster. She's a young female she-monster. It's what she is.
Yes.
And so let's get that straight and clear. But anyway, she's a she-monster for a reason, and it just for the foregoing reasons that we don't believe in God anymore, we don't recognize that you shall not commit murder, and that we're ultimately going to stand before God for that, and we're not evolved animals.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well, John, your point about the religion was confirmed just yesterday when a Wall Street Journal poll was released that found that Americans 25 years ago, 62% of Americans said that faith was very important. In the latest version of that poll that was released yesterday, only 39% of people said that religion was important, and a very small percentage of people said that they practice any type of religion or attend church on a regular basis. And, and I think that's the biggest problem, John, that we see there. Appreciate your phone call. 877-235-9405. John, another John, this one in Yancey County. Good morning, John.
Good morning. When I first heard that it was a female shooter, immediately I thought back to Jane Fonda when she was on The View, and she would say, well, maybe protesting isn't enough. Maybe she'd go to murder. And when I looked at her face there, just like when I walk up on a rattlesnake, it was just chilling. And they all looked at her and said, what? And she wouldn't take it back. Yeah, she used to go to murder.
Well, and John, I told the story just a minute ago, too, that was out yesterday from Wayne State University, where a professor there was suspended with pay. I don't know why they even paid him, because he wrote on Facebook that it was more admirable to kill a right-wing speaker than it was to shout them down on a college campus. I mean, so here you have a professor saying the same thing. Someone I disagree with, someone's views I oppose, I'd better off to kill them than try to shout them down. I mean, that's just crazy.
They've turned the world on its head. They're saying silence is violence, words are violence, but violence is protest.
Yes.
And protected speech.
Yes. Yeah. So, the world has gone nuts for sure. Hey, John, appreciate you listening in Yancey County. Have a great day there. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. I mean, this Wayne State University professor, why would he be suspended with pay? Why would they pay this guy? Basically, they've just given him some additional vacation time, haven't they? If they suspend him with pay, he needs to be fired. He needs to lose his job. 877-235-9405 at 7:15 on this Tuesday morning.
The world's a nicer place in my beautiful blue.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Whether you're replacing a broken appliance or maybe you're doing a whole remodel of the kitchen, and you need all new appliances. When you're ready, you don't want to have to wait weeks or months for them, which is what happens quite often when you go to the big fancy box stores. Fortunately, when you shop with my friends at Discounted Appliance Warehouse, there's not any shipping or supply issues. It's real simple. You take the short drive over to Pickens. You walk through 11,000 square feet that are just slam full of appliances at any given time. Jeff has over 1,500 appliances there ready for you. You buy it today, you use it today. They have an award-winning service department and extended warranties. Discounted Appliance Warehouse, they've got you covered well after the sale, because you're more than just a credit card swipe to Jeff and his team at Discounted Appliance Warehouse. They really do treat you like family, I can tell you firsthand. I bought a number of appliances from Discounted Appliance Warehouse over the years. They're very proud that they offer Speed Queen, the only washer and dryers with manufacturer's warranties that cover parts and labor for up to 7 years. Check out their new Overstock Appliance Center in the Market at the Mill there in downtown Pickens as well. They have some great clearance pricing there. Discounted Appliance Warehouse. Find them at dawpickens.com. That's dawpickens.com. At 17 past the hour.
Charlie Kirk thinks we need to build the future.
There is no guarantee that just because the left overreaches that they're going to awaken a sleeping giant. It's actually going to take us less about thinking that the news cycle is going to determine and dictate political outcomes that we find to be favorable. And we have to do the work to build the infrastructure. Long-term infrastructure.
Get the right answer from Charlie Kirk. Weekdays at noon on 94.5, The Answer.
The only president to ever be arrested. We'll discuss as we take a bite out of history with Ingles Markets. The year is 1872, and the location is the corner of 13th and M Street in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. A police officer named William H. West sat and watched the hustle and bustle of city life. West, an African-American and Civil War vet, noticed a carriage traveling at a high rate of speed. Upon further investigation, he realizes it's the same man he stopped and gave a warning to the day before for speeding. The culprit, none other than the 18th President of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant. From childhood to general of the U.S. forces, Grant was always known as a strong and fast horseman. With a second offense in as many days, Officer West arrested Grant and escorted him to the police station, where he paid a $20 fine. According to the USS Grant Cottage Historical Site in Wilton, New York, Grant always commended Officer West for doing his job fearlessly, and the two met frequently afterwards and shared their mutual love for fast horses. This has been a Bites Out of History with Ingalls Markets.
Hey guys, did you go up a pant size or two this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with a semaglutide weight loss plan from Lowcountry Mail. Semaglutide reduces your food cravings, lowers your A1C, and allows you to lose weight with little to no dietary restrictions or exercise. All of our weight loss and testosterone plans include primary care, labs, medication, and much, much more. No long-term contracts, straightforward monthly pricing, proven results. Make man men again, lowcountrymail.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Get ready to slam dunk those dirty carpets with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning as the madness of March approaches. It's time to get your home in order. Zero Res uses no harsh chemicals, leaving your carpet safe for your family and pets. Whether you're hosting a watch party or just need a refresh, the cleaning pros at Zero Res have you covered. Shop right now and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Book online. Online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
722 on this Tuesday. Appreciate you spending some of your morning with us. You know, I told you last week about the auction. It was last Thursday, actually, where they were selling all of convicted murderer Alec Murdoch's household goods, all the belongings in this hunting lodge called Moselle. Well, Philip Jennings of Soperton, Georgia, bought the two leather sofas. These leather sofas were pictured in a couple of the publicity photos that were sent out advertising the auction that was being held. The sofas in particular had a couple of cushions, pillows that had Maggie Murdoch's monogram on them. Philip Jennings paid $31,400 for the two leather sofas, two chairs, the ottomans, and a rug. $31,400. Now, you know, I'm kind of thinking, why would you even want to buy something that had been in this house? I don't know that I would have wanted it had they given it to me. Would you? I mean, there's just something, I just can't imagine wanting items that belong to this family.
I've heard of people wanting to buy them to destroy them, buy them to put them on display in, you know, businesses as part of a, like a memorial, or put them on display as a part of a, you know, something to, I hate to say it, but to curse Alec, you know, things like that. Not so much just because they liked the look of it and could see it in their living room.
Yeah.
But with a certain motive behind it.
Well, I mean, I just think it would be eerie to have these items in your home.
Yeah.
So the question was raised to this guy, why he would have paid $31,000 for the sofas. And I thought actually his response to the island packet was pretty interesting. He said, quote, people have said things like it's morbid or it's cold hearted. No, it's not. He said that money is going to help the victims of these people who went through a very dark time in their life and were wronged. So basically he said that number one, he needed the items for a hunting club that he operates somewhere in Georgia. And he thought, well, why not buy them there, because the money is going to go back to the families of some of these victims that have been affected over the years. Mallory Beach's family, Stephen Smith's family, possibly. So, Jennings said that although what happened is one of the saddest stories he's ever heard, that he just bought the items out of necessity to fill his hunting lodge, but again, to benefit these families.
So it's his donation to the victims fund.
Exactly. That's his story.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a little more sense. Again, I don't know that I'm going to, how I would feel about walking into the room and seeing the leather sofa with the pillows with Maggie's monogram on them. But, hey, he said, we want everything to be preserved and taken care of. We're not running a come sit on the couch process. We want those couches protected just like the other components of our lodge. This auction that took place last week lasted 6 hours at Liberty Auction Warehouse in Pembroke, Georgia. They said that buyers were lined up outside of the warehouse hours before just to get inside. According to reporting from some of the local media, a lot of people just showed up, not necessarily to buy, but to look. And you can understand that. Also, the Moselle, the real estate, that deal was closed as well in a $3.9 million deal. It was sold to Jeffrey Godley and James Ayer, who are farmers in the area and wanted to add it to their already that both of these men own farms in the area, wanted it to add to their acreage.
Wonder if they're going to tear it down kind of right away, sort of thing.
I don't know. Did not say that. That would be interesting to see.
Who was it? Somebody bought, I think he had OJ's place in LA got bought to be torn down. You know, that would be a thing whenever there'd be some grisly situation. I recall a lot of times people, and there's a lot of money to be had out there, they'd come in and buy it to tear it down and then build whatever's new. I mean, it would be torn down immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of a wipe away the bad juju.
Yeah, just, yeah, get it off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
One other quick note on this this auction. You may recall, too, I told you about PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, protesting the sale of the turtle shell lamps and some of the hunting trophies. PETA had asked this auctioneer to donate those to them to put in their museum. They were not successful. the auctioneer, according to PETA, never responded. And the turtle shell lamps, some of them sold for as much as $450 each. And some of the longhorn antlers went for as much as $10,000 each. So the sale also included beds, chests, tables, chairs, a popcorn maker, A lot of hunting equipment, and a book that supposedly was Alec Murdoch's book, Robert Daly's Man with a Gun. It's a story about a man who commits an accidental homicide. That was purchased by someone as well. So, again, interesting story that this guy, Philip Jennings, bought the leather sofas with the idea that, cause I gotta believe that you can buy a couple leather sofas for a lot less than $31,000 to begin with. I haven't bought leather sofas in a while, but, I would think that you could find some for less than 31. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Tuesday. It's 7:30 on The Morning Answer.
On news.
Community members spoke out at a controversial Greenville County Library Board meeting Monday afternoon on gender identity in the children's book section. The board voted unanimously to relocate any books in the children's and young adult sections that depict rape, pedophilia, and graphic sex to adult sections. And while they could have voted to do the same with books about gender identity, instead they tabled the decision and sent it back to the committee. More than 100 people showed up for the Monday afternoon meeting. In a vote of 6-4, trustees voted for the decision to be tabled at least until the next meeting, which is April 24th. The Easter Bunny was spotted Sunday afternoon at Haywood Mall. The mall hosted a Caring Bunny event, a private meet and greet with the bunny for children with special needs and their families. The event offered smaller crowds, dimmer lights, and quiet background noise. The mall is offering pictures with the Easter Bunny for all families now through April 8th. An upstate church walked 100 miles Sunday praying for the community. The streets of Easley came alive as members of Five Points Church took to the streets for their annual prayer walk. More than 1,500 people walked 100 miles across five different cities, stopping to pray and leaving behind rocks with Bible verses. Church members said their hope is to reach the communities and the people they serve. Organizers said this is the 10th year for the walk. The city of Greenville voted unanimously in favor of a resolution Monday to accelerate investment in affordable housing. According to the resolution, the city will commit $2.5 million annually for affordable housing to the Greenville Housing Fund. The fund will then use the $2.5 million commitment to leverage more than $33 million through a bond program. Formed in 2018, the Greenville Housing Fund is tasked with managing affordable housing in the city and county. The commitment will not cause any increase in taxes. Part of the focus will be on single-family home ownership in existing neighborhoods. Right now, there are 336 units in the city of Greenville that need funding to be constructed. The goal over 10 years is to have 2,500 affordable housing units in the city. Greenville is the only city in the state to use money in its operating budget for affordable housing. I'm Crystal Blue with The Answer on News.
The Bank of Travelers Rest. Answer on weather.
Start to see a few clouds roll in. Partial sun the forecast today, 69 degrees. Some showers tonight, then clear late, 42. Sunshine tomorrow, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick with The Answer from the Weather Channel, 94.5 WGTK. The Answer.
The Eagles Answer on traffic.
All right, Greenville, it's Woodruff Road right outside the Walmart there near 385. Watch out, getting reports of debris in the roadway. In the roadway, yes, we want to be careful through there. Still working this minor accident, Woodruff Road, right near Lawrence Road. And I'm looking. Overall, things are looking really pretty good. I'm not seeing too many in the way of incidents to report, and I'm looking at the traffic maps. Aside from that slowing 85 northbound as you approach exit 90 where we had the earlier disabled vehicle, about the only spot I see really any slow moving traffic is 85 southbound from Highway 14 through Pelham Road, which is kind of our usual morning slowing. I'm Tommy K. That's Ingles Answer on Traffic.
This 94.5 The Answer on Traffic is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's that time of the year again. It's time for the new you. Visit the Good Feet Store located in Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road near Cabela's in Greenville. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetse.com today.
Every day we hear news about violent assaults, carjackings, and other acts of crime spiraling across the United States. Washington's answer is to confiscate your guns, but a new book from Regnery offers hope for a better solution. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights as well as your family. Get In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available at Amazon.com.
An orthopedic surgeon makes understanding pain
painless.
It's the biggest frustration that patients have.
This is Dr. Pamela Mehta, talking about aches with unexpected origins.
I see patients with pain in their knees, their hips, their back. Oftentimes, the pain is actually coming from their feet.
Bet they aren't expecting to hear that.
Those patients are super surprised. They can't believe that the pain in their knee isn't coming from actually inside the knee. But if you think about it, the feet are the base to your whole body.
That's why she suggests personally fit arch supports. Emphasis on the personal fit.
If you get something basing it just on your shoe size, it isn't going to fit you properly.
And if it doesn't fit well, it probably won't work well.
Go get arch supports fitted to you. It's as easy as going into a Goodfeet store.
Try Goodfeet for yourself with a free fitting. Learn more at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road near Cabela's for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetse.com.
Get 94.5 The Answer anywhere. 94.5theanswer.com and even Odyssey.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios at 94.5 The Answer.
Ooh, 7:35 on this Tuesday. Glad to have you in. Portions of today's show brought to you by the Bank of Travers Rest. There's no better bank than my bank. This bank, has been serving our community since 1946, and the Bank of Travers Rest has grown into the area's favorite community bank. Visit them today. Learn why the Bank of Travers Rest should be your new bank. BankofTraversRest.com, Bank of Travers Rest member FDIC. A lot of comments coming in on the Big Rock text line about the shooting and on this professor who has been suspended with pay after saying that it was better to just kill conservative speakers rather than trying to shout them down. And he's suspended with pay. Now, some of you are offering the theory that he's probably a tenured professor and it's hard to terminate a tenured professor. Well, look, I would think that a threat of violence would be a reason to terminate any professor.
Well, yeah, just about every contract or employment agreement I've ever been involved with has decency clauses and various stated rules of conduct, and basically giving any employer the ability to tenure. I get it, but it seems like something like that would fall under some sort of behavior clause or decency clause, especially modern contracts with social media in mind.
Yep. It's that's Dom in Northern Illinois' theory. He says, good morning, Joey and Tommy. You ask why they didn't fire the professor. If he was tenured, they probably couldn't. Once tenured, it's near impossible to terminate a teacher professor without hearings, meetings, etc. That professor may well be fired, but it may take a while. Most educational systems don't want to go through the trouble of hearings, possibly lawyers, and the possibility they would lose and have to have him back. I've never understood why. I mean, why do you have tenured professors? What's the whole idea? I mean, it protects the professor. And hey, look, if I were in teaching at a college, I would like the idea that it would be almost impossible to fire me. But why does the school do that?
I understood it had more to do with like research professors, and if you're going to invest in this individual, because being a professor is more than just teaching a class. In fact, I never even knew a couple of my professors. The TAs always taught the class. They wrote the curriculum, and then they were off doing research and, in fact, writing books. And the school benefited from that.
Yeah.
Big time.
So does it keep the teacher from leaving the school, though?
I think so, but I think some instructors take advantage of that. You know, you start to you push the boundary, you push the edge because you know you're not going to get fired.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yep. Well, I can tell you that there is no such thing as a tenured radio host or a tenured producer / traffic reporter. So
there's an opposite of tenure.
Yes.
That's what we get.
Yes, for sure. 877-235-9405, option one. Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. Let's go to the phones. Matt is in Easley. Good morning, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm upright and breathing, Joey. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. What's on your mind this Tuesday morning?
Well, I was listening to you guys a little bit earlier this morning, and I said, you know, I got to call in. I got to comment on a couple things. The first thing, you know, I try not to pay attention to any of these mass shootings that comes up, and a lot of people are like, well, why don't you want to pay attention to it? And I said, because, you know, really, that's the government shining a spotlight or the media shining a spotlight on one thing that's bad. And if, as long as you shine a spotlight on it, of course it's going to be amplified. You know, I mean, if they shone a spotlight on, you know, all the stabbings that go across this country, I'm sure there'd be people out there calling for a ban of knives. So, you know, I hate it for the victims. I pray for them, and I hope that, you know, that the families and stuff will get through this. But
yeah.
You know, it's today's society, anything can be amplified for anybody's agenda, and that's what's going on with this. In my opinion, guns are not the problem. Society is the problem. You know, we use our phones. We allow our kids to use their phones for entertainment. You know, you don't see kids outside playing like they used to. You know, our kids are dressed like slobs. They're disrespectful. You know, if we want all this, these acts of violence to stop, you know, we need to start, parents need to stop being lazy and start raising your kids properly with respect and values and not allow the social media to dictate to our children how they should act.
Yeah.
And one last comment I got real quick, and you know, as far as colleges go, I despise colleges. Simply for the fact that most of them are subsidized by the government, and we need to get the government out of our daily lives, period.
Yep. Yep. Government has grown too big, too far reaching, and you're right. It just intervenes in areas that it should not. I agree with you on that one for sure. Hey, Matt, always good to hear from you. Be safe out there. Have a great day. 877-235-9405, line open for you. I mean, have you noticed that, of course, a lot of attention has been placed on this shooter in Nashville because she is transgender. Now just to be clear, because a couple of you have text messages and a bit confused there, and it confuses me as well, the whole transgenderism thing, but this is a biological female. She identifies or did identify as a male, but she was a biological female. So that's and what is it with this whole transgender world thing? I mean, it's like, do you feel like that the movement is getting more combative? It's like we have to believe and support their way of life or we're bad people. Transgender activist Lauren Perkins. I'd never really heard of her until just the last few days. She is in favor of drag performances. And during a fiery speech at the Texas State Capitol in an address, speaking in support of a bill in Texas. She literally got into a physical altercation when she would refuse to give up the microphone, and a security guard started to remove her from the area. And of course, somebody had their phone out and was video taping this. It ended up on TikTok and has over a million views now. Perkins compared Texas state lawmakers to the Nazis in opposition to legislation that would prohibit public libraries and other venues from receiving state funding if they host drag shows. She had to literally be dragged away from the podium.
My name is Lorraine Perkins. I'm a transgender person, and I'm here to testify against SB 12, SB 1601, and any future anti-trans, queer, or other LGBTQIA legislation that comes before this body. Hiding your bigotry behind children like cowards, you will find yourself on the wrong side of history. By manipulating the words of an ancient text and shoehorning it into legislation aimed at an at-risk minority population, you liken yourselves to another group that gained popularity in Germany in the 1930s.
Thank you for your testimony.
The bill is 2 seconds away from the outdated, discriminatory three articles laws of the 20th century, and I will not stand for it. We will not stand for it. We may not win today, and we may not win tomorrow, but we will persist, as we always have, in the fight of your oppression. If you wish to eradicate transgenderism from the public life, as members of your party have said, to put on your ears, you can pry that with cold, dead hands.
Wow. Perkins, as you could hear, as the chairwoman tried to call her under control, you could hear some of the commotion around her. In the video, you see a security guard approaching her. When an unidentified person runs in front of the law enforcement officer to try to keep the law enforcement officer from intervening.
That person that ran in front had just testified.
Oh, okay.
It was another person testifying, blocking. Actually, there were four, if I counted right, because I ended up watching the entire portion of the testimony. And quite a bit before and quite a bit after. And I think there were four different people from the Senate, employees, aides, whatever, that had jumped in and tried to grab the microphone away. And this person kept blocking them. Now, they were all being filmed by, there were four different people testifying. They were sitting kind of around a curved end of a table, one, two, three, four. And they, one of them was filming while the one jumped up and blocked everybody.
Yeah.
And they eventually just had to turn off the mic.
Yep. Well, it's like this whole movement has become so combative. She's not the first transgender person to have this type of attitude. Perkins claimed that the proposed legislation in Texas was a, quote, veneer intended at disguising its real target, the marginalization and of the LGBTQ community. 877-235-9405. This kind of gets into Megyn Kelly, who blasted ESPN along with Riley Gaines, the young woman from the University of Kentucky, the swim star, when they blasted ESPN for naming trans swimmer Leah Thomas as part of its Women's History Month. They literally are recognizing a biological male as one of the women of the month in Women's History Month. 877-235-9405 at 7:48 on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
There's no water more pure, more healthy, or better tasting than Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. Le Bleu Water is 11% hydrogen, 89% oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. And their award-winning Ultra Pure Water is the result of Le Bleu's 5 Steps Beyond Mother Nature process. It eliminates the inorganic minerals, chemicals, contaminants, things that you might find in other waters. The process creates uniquely pure water. It's free of any contaminants, perfectly balanced, and very fresh tasting. I promise you, when you start drinking Le Bleu water, you're not going to want to drink anything else. You can find it in Ingles and other grocery stores. Have it delivered right to your front door. Call 888-LE-BLUE-1. 888-LE-BLUE and the number 1. When you're a new customer, they'll give you 5 gallons of water absolutely free to start your subscription to this water service. Also, Le Bleu is very proud to announce that they're now being sold in Publix. So try a bottle or a case of the ultra-pure bottled water at your local Publix store. Or again, call and have it delivered right to your front door. Le Bleu, 888-LE-BLUE-1. 888-LE-BLUE and the number 1.
It's amazing, so refreshing. Let me tell you, my body loves Le Bleu.
7:50 on this Tuesday morning.
Mike Gallagher doesn't want to see the fighting.
It reflects a sense of dread that we all have over these two spectacular political figures going at each other. I'm going to get it out there, and I wish DeSantis would say, you know what? I'm a young guy. I got a state to run. I want to run in 2028 if I'm going to run at all.
Get the right answer with Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
Whoa, wait a minute. My house is worth how much?
Look, the house is great. The landscaping is perfect. But have you looked at your concrete floors?
I mean,
your pool deck is crumbling. Your driveway is all cracked and filthy. And the garage is all chipped and peeling and stained.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't worry. If you really want to make this house a home, we've got to call Atlas Coatings. Atlas Coatings.
They can transform these surfaces in as little as one day with top-shelf commercial-grade concrete coatings.
Made in the USA.
Except no substitutes.
We're not settling for cheap knockoffs or weak epoxies.
Atlas Coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy.
Tough, durable, and slip and stain resistant.
Atlas Coatings comes with a lifetime warranty. Indoors and outdoors, residential and commercial, we do it all. Call 864-999-0404 for a free quote. Or visit us online at atlas-coatings.com. Mention 94.5 The Answer and save $300 on your next project. Atlas Coatings. Who knew concrete could look this good?
The stock market correction has begun in 2023. It's Dennis Prager here with Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Greg, what does this correction mean for everyday Americans?
Dennis, what I'd ask is, what are they doing to protect their wealth?
What do you mean by that?
Well, for over 33 years, I've helped thousands of retirees safely protect their money from stock market risk, earning a reasonable rate of return.
And how do you do that?
We use safe money strategies that create a pension-like income, sometimes earning over 5% without risk. We'll show them how to add over 30% to their 401ks or IRAs immediately.
So you help them create a tax-free income strategy.
Exactly, Dennis. They should ask about our PSLIP and our inflation-friendly increasing income, helping them keep up with inflation that our government has caused while never outliving their income.
That's an important thing now more than ever. Have peace of mind with your retirement by calling Greg Ellie at 800-440-0434.
Or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
You heard him, mymoneyissafe.com.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back. Real humans are here to help with your order every step of the way, making sure everything goes right, even behind the scenes without you knowing. Confirming and double confirming with the restaurant that everything is on track. If there's a problem...
Thanks for calling Easy Cater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. We're right here with 100,000 restaurants, working hard to ensure the food arrives on time and is ordered. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to 3 key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Online at CordellCordell.com. 55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only.
Grab another cup of coffee and join The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. On 94.5, The Answer.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget.
7:55, let's go straight to the phones. Josh is in Traveler's Rest. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. Hope you are.
Man, I'm out here sitting in this parking lot that we call 85 on my way to work.
Don't get in too big of a hurry.
No, I'm a little early at the moment. Joey, what I wanted to call and talk about, you know, I heard about another shooting yesterday, and man, that just, when it involves the innocent ones, that's when it's the hardest to handle. But
yeah,
Joey, I want to say, you know, that the Bible says that, you know, in the last days that because of lawlessness or sinfulness will abound, the love of many shall grow cold. And Joey, we're seeing that, you know, every day. You know, everybody more worried about themselves and more worried about how others view them. And, you know, they've lost their identity, Joey.
Yep.
And it's causing people to snap and to break like this.
Yep. We've got to get back to God. We've got to get God back in our schools, back in every part of our lives, our family lives. We need our families back in church. You're so right about that for sure. Hey, be safe out there, Josh. Out of time. Got to get you to the Sean Hannity Morning Minute here, but appreciate your phone call. Be safe today. 7:56, here's Sean Hannity.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.